The Greatest Day, the story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group, proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams.
Episode 34 of The Greatest Day, the story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship victories, recalls the 2006 season. This was a campaign which appeared to be in tatters in Cork in July. However, a new star was born mid-season as the Kingdom took the qualifier route to All-Ireland glory.
Part 1.
In 2005, Kerry surrendered the Sam Maguire to Tyrone. The county was smarting from a second defeat to their northern opponents in the space of three seasons. The road to redemption started in relatively straightforward fashion. However, a 16-8 defeat of Waterford and a 17-1-5 victory over Tipperary were not overly convincing. Kerry were hardly in satisfactory form going into the Munster final against Cork. Cork opened up a 3-point lead inside 7 minutes. Colm Cooper had Kerry's opener on 10 minutes, but Cork had the next two scores. That put the Rebels 5-1 up after a quarter of an hour. It was 7-1 by the half hour. Cork then suffered a potentially fatal setback.
And there was a blow! Oh, there was a blow there!
Donnie, he got it.
Was it Anthony Lynch? From here I can't see. There'll be problems here. There'll definitely be a card here.
There will indeed. Kieran Donahue got a one. Kieran Donahue got it in the corner deal. He was hanging off the Cockman. He was pulling and dragging him. And the Cockman turned around, as far as I could see anyway.
Anthony Lynch. Cock could be down to 14 here.
Well, it's up to the referee now, Gary.
It's the referee's decision now.
Yeah, it's the referee's decision now.
Now then, what's it going to be? It's red. He's gone.
Kerry took immediate advantage, scoring 3 points before half-time. The last one of those, which came in the 36th minute from Declan O'Sullivan, was the Kingdom's first from play. Cork led 7-4 at half-time. 4 minutes into the second period, Brian Sheehan pulled a point back for Kerry. James Masters had two in reply for Cork, who now led 9-5, approaching the 9th minute. Sheehan pointed once more, then teammate Darren O'Sullivan did likewise. After 11 minutes, Kerry trailed by only 2 points, 9-7. The next notable incident did not come until the 19th minute, a second red card of the afternoon.
Kieran Donahue goes high, but the brakes are not going their way, and Nicholas Murphy picks it up for Cork, and Kieran Donahue is going to be called here. Now, Kieran is already on a... He's on a yellow, Kieran Donahue, and the referee is calling him back. Now, if this is another yellow...
This is yellow, he's gone.
Well, he's gone,
yellow,
because he's on a yellow from the first half.
Yeah.
Definitely. Unless he decides to give him a ticking. He's writing. He's writing, that's bad news. He's gone.
That's the second yellow.
He's gone.
He's gone.
For what reason, I don't know.
For a deliberate foul, Gary, I would say no, we haven't the benefit of the television or anything, which is for a deliberate foul. And we did say earlier on, I did remark to you about Kieran Donahue is inclined to be getting involved in small little things like that.
The sending off had no effect on Kerry.
Inside to Darren Sullivan, Cockman off the ball, loose man coming in at pace, it's Paul Gallivan. Paul Gallivan going through, a chance of a point for Paul Gallivan, he kicks it high, and he's kicked it over the back. 1 point between them.
45 for Kerry. Can Brian Sheehan, the St. Mary's Castlevine men, will decide level for the first time since this was the final began.
10 minutes to go. This to go level. Brian Sheehan high. Brian Sheehan over the bar, and the Kingdom of Blackburn level turns. Cracking kick from the St. Mary's man. Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan dipping the right shoulder. Ah, that's a great, that's a fierce shoulder. Where goes Aidan O'Mahony again? Aidan dripping his long inside to the boots. Column to Brian Sheehan. Brian for the lead. High for Brian Sheehan.
A superb point by Kerry, a wonderful point. Seamus Miney intercepted a great ball behind. It went up to Aidan O'Mahony. The Rackmore man came off the field with the ball. There were two Cockmen coming at him. He hit one of them, touched him, his shoulder and upscutted him. He went to pass two more. Gave it to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper to Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan inside the 45-metre line. Kicking into the dressing room goal. A big high skyscraper landed on top of the net.
Kerry had edged in front. 10-9, but just 4 minutes remaining. Could they hold on?
Tom O'Sullivan is holding his legs inside there. Tom, with the ball, is Kevin O'Sullivan. From Gally Rovers, he's got away from Tom Sullivan. Inside to Kevin McMahon. Danger here. Kevin McMahon is fouled by Tomas O'Shea. It's going to be free in your right region. They've got their chance. This is it. James Masters to go level again. 10 to Kerry. 9 to Cork. Make it 10 points each. They're level again from the booth of James Masters.
That kick made it 10 points apiece. Would either team find the winner?
Here now is Nicholas Murphy. Nicholas Murphy gives it in to Kevin McMahon. McMahon is fouled. Well, he's been... Oh, has this gone out on the line? No, Beyonce is the linesman. Here comes Michael Shields. Michael Shields, loose man. This is the cornerback. He's gone away up again. The cornerback is there. He needs to get rid of the referee. Is he going to give a free out? Masters, point! Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, I'll be honest, I thought it was a point, but maybe it was wide.
Yeah, maybe it was. No, actually, Kerry are arguing with the umpire.
The left umpire said a point, the right one said no, it's disallowed.
Yeah, well, you don't disallow a point, it's not a point, Gary. It's either a wide or a point, one of the two. Maybe the referee had given a free out. You don't disallow something that's not a point.
Yeah, we're gone in the last 40 seconds. Now, the scoreboard has given it to Cork, but with the way Diarmaid Murphy's kicking it, it's disallowed. It's 10-10. Not to worry about the scoreboard, that's disallowed.
Despite ascending off on the drawn game, Anthony Lynch succeeded in having his suspension overturned.
Well, the heatwave continues, as indeed does the story of Cork and Kerry football, one that has lit up the Munster Championship, I suppose, as long as Gaelic football has been played. The Blackrock End fairly well packed with Cork supporters, but the City End's traditionally a Kerry stamping ground, plenty of green and gold jerseys there, but there's an awful amount of room there, which would, I think, seem to say that the Kerry supporters have not travelled in the numbers expected. Perhaps disappointment with the display in Killarney, perhaps the warm weather and the traffic and everything else. People might take different options for the day rather than come down to this replay here.
Kerry and Cork had a point apiece in the first quarter of an hour. Paul Galvin put Kerry in front on 18 minutes, this despite the fact that Cork were the dominant side. Dara O'Shea doubled Kerry's advantage on 20 minutes. Cork were ahead 60 seconds later and could have had two goals in a minute.
Bursting forward now for Cork is Kieran O'Connor this time. Kieran O'Connor says the ball inside danger here. John Hayes and Masters is in on Jeremy Murphy's round to Jeremy Murphy, puts the ball in the net. Goal for Cork.
Goal for Cork, beautiful goal for Cork, and James Masters was the end of that move. I was just seeing if Masters has held Cork in trouble. He must have heard me speaking, because he was at the end of that move and Dermot Murphy came out and he just waltzed around Dermot Murphy. He was inside in the small square and with the left leg stuck the ball low into the corner of the net.
Masters right footed, sending the ball inside. Here's Jeff Bellan up in another goal throwing position. After crossbar, but back it comes on the Cork side and is fisted over the bar by Sean O'Brien.
Oh, another lucky letter for Kerry there, because it was Masters that got through there. Hit the bullet of a shot. It came off the crossbar. Masters. It was just Bellan, the centre-back. Hit the bullet of a shot. Came off the crossbar. It came back into Sean O'Brien. He had an opportunity for a goal, but he probably said to himself, in the twinkle of an eye, I take my point. Punch the ball over the back.
Cork now led 1-2 to 3 points. Cork added a point on 28 minutes before Colm Cooper and Dunica O'Connor exchanged points. An injury time score from Brian Sheehan saw Kerry go in at half-time trailing by 1-4 to 5 points. Kerry opened the second half scoring, but Cork then had 3 points in a row to move 4 in front at 1-7 to 6 points. 16 minutes into the second half, Declan O'Sullivan was withdrawn from the action. O'Sullivan departed to a chorus of boos and ironic cheers. Kerry manager Jack O'Connor believes O'Sullivan may have been made the scapegoat for a side which was struggling at that point in time.
I just felt very aggrieved over it, to be honest with you, because I felt that this was an amateur player who was, you know, the captain of the team, and he didn't deserve what happened to him that day. And, I mean, I didn't shy away from telling people that they were wrong, and I'd tell them to my dying day that they were wrong. And, a lot of the team in general wasn't going well at the time, and he just happened to be the fall guy, I suppose, because of his association with myself from being with the same club and all the rest of it. But I felt very aggrieved over that, because no player deserves that. There's one thing being booed by the opposition, but it's a different story altogether to be booed by your own, you know.
Mike Frank Russell believes it was wrong for fans to vent their frustration at O'Sullivan.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it was very unfair on Declan on the day, and I don't think it would have been absolute, you know, dictated towards the Declan either. I think, you know, I think it was just more frustration more than anything, like, you know. But yeah, things like that, it sometimes only be a minor section of the crowd, and, you know, we're better off without things like that, you know.
Seamus Moynihan too had sympathy for his then teammate.
Yeah, well, obviously it was very disappointing to see that happening, you know. I don't think any player goes out to play poorly, or, you know, but for Declan it just probably didn't happen, but it didn't happen for an awful lot of the players that day as well, you know. But, you know, I think Declan, the way he dealt with that was fantastic, and, you know, he just put down his head and he continued on with his training, and you know, he showed in the All-Ireland final what a player he was then, you know, and that's what it's all about. But obviously it was disappointing, but it was only a very small minority of people who did that.
Cork were able to answer every Kerry point and went on to win by 112 to 9 points. As always happens when Kerry lose in the championship, the conspiracy theorists have a field day. Rumours of bad vibes and divisions in the camp are commonplace. What happened after the game was that the team bus set off without Jack O'Connor and Declan O'Sullivan. Seamus Moynihan, though, makes life light of a supposed public verbal spat in Killarney that night, with him forced to step in as peacekeeper.
You wouldn't want to believe everything you'd hear there either, Joe, but look, I think the bus scenario was a total mistake. Where
something you can laugh at now.
You can laugh at, exactly, and the boys were laughing at it just coming down the taxi, but it was, you know, obviously it was just an oversight by the people driving the bus, and you know, but I don't know what happened about the incident in Killarney, but there was certainly the only raw mate, really, to be honest, but sure, the joys of it.
Assessing Kerry's loss to Cork, Radio Kerry commentators Liam Higgins and Uisce Fogarty were not best pleased with the outcome.
One goal in 12 it is for Cork, 9 points for dispirited Kerry. Back to the drawing board. I don't know, have we a week or have we 2 weeks to prepare for the qualifiers? Probably only a week, but they're looking very dispirited and very scattered and very disorganised coming off the field. Something I must say that they did also look on it for most of the game today.
Well, Liam, there's no doubt at all about it. We kept saying from the word go that Kerry was second to the ball and Cork were moving the better, and Kerry did that look a bit tired. And when it came to half time, we wondered like would they improve, but the longer the game went on, the better Cork could get. And the one thing I noticed, every time a Cork player made a run away from his men, made that break into the open space, he was leaving about 2 or 3 yards between him and his men all the time.
At the post-match press conference, team manager Jack O'Connor gave an inkling of what was to come.
You know, we're talking about the delivery till the comes come on, but it's just the way we need, you know, to get a ball winner in the full forward line. You know, a ball winner that you could just keep ball into. They wins primary ball. I think that's our biggest problem. We're going out into corners.
Kerry regrouped, and the draw for the qualifiers paired them with Longford. More importantly, perhaps, Kerry had home advantage. The Kingdom fans turned out in force for the tie in Killarney. In the wake of what had happened previously, Mike Frank Russell felt it was important that the supporters got behind the side.
Big crowd there the same day as well, yeah, that's right. And everyone turned out to support us, which is good, like, you know. I think, and the fact it was in Killarney, we needed a big lift from the supporters, and they didn't leave us down, you know.
Kieran Donaghy was moved to full forward for the game against Longford. 3 goals in the first 16 minutes signalled the dawn of a new star.
Seamus Moynihan, and Seamus has dropped the ball, lost possession, goes back and retrieves it. Under severe pressure, he wins the free on the halfway line, and he drops the free very high in the general direction of Kieran Donaghy, who knocks it down to Colin Cooper. Colin Cooper on the 21 high and over the bar, and no mistake on this occasion. Mike Frank Russell, I beg your pardon, Mike Frank is out there as well, of course.
It was Mike, because Mike Frank had left his own corner. Liam had gone over just in front of the dressing room. Seamus Moynihan left a high ball in, it hopped in front of Donaghy, and Donaghy, the international basketball player, that's what he's there for, jumped up, just broke the ball down without catching it. It went to Mike Frank, and the man from Lone Rangers, left leg straight and through over the bar. That's what Kerry want, that's the start they wanted, and that's why Donaghy is there.
A long high ball coming inside here, and that's brilliantly caught by Starr again, Donaghy, and a lovely pass by John Brosnan. Goal for the Kingdom! It has worked. Owen Brosnan receiving from Donaghy, back of the net, 1-1 to no score.
That's the goal that Kerry have been waiting for four matches.
Aidan O'Mahony driving a big one in towards Donaghy again. It's plucked out of the air by Donaghy. Donaghy in possession, and he sends one across the goal to Brosnan again. Another goal, fisted into the net by Owen Brosnan from another pass by Kieran Donaghy.
Great stuff by Kieran Donaghy, great stuff by the Castle Stacks man. He punched the ball across. Owen Brosnan was running in, and Owen Brosnan just punched it into the net. 4 balls went into Donaghy, and he got the 4 balls.
Including 2 great catches. A quick kick out again. This could benefit Paul Gallivan. It does. Paul Gallivan in possession for Kerry, just outside the 50-yard line, forcing his way into the centre of the field, then dropping a lovely ball into Donaghy again. Donaghy wins this one, and Donaghy goes himself this time, swings it high, and swings it over the bar. The man is on fire.
Kieran Donaghy, the Aston Stacks man, the man get moved out from midfield into full forward. It has been a master move by the selectors. Once again, 6 balls have gone in. He's got to 6 of them. He came out, collected the ball, turned around, right leg over the bar. Beautiful point by Donaghy. Kerry lead 2-2 to 2 points.
And that's intercepted again by Donaghy. And he's got Mike Frank to his left. Gives it to Mike Frank. Mike Frank across the face. And another goal by Colin Cooper.
Colin Cooper, the coach, the Kerry captain. Wonderful interception by Kieran Donaghy. Great interception. He got the ball, gave to Mike Frank Russell. Mike Frank could have shot for a goal himself. He saw Colin Cooper running in. He gave him a nice little touch across. And Mike Frank came in and punched the ball.
ball into the back of the net. This is an amazing game. 3-2 to 3 points, and Kieran Donaghy has made the three Kerry goals. What a move. What a bit of quicksilver play by Donaghy.
Those three goals helped Kerry build up a 3-7 to 7 points half-time advantage, rendering the second period irrelevant. Kerry progressed 4-11 to 1-11, with Brosnan completing his hat-trick in the second period.
The greatest day. The story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group. Proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams. Part 2.
Doubts persisted about Kerry, but they had booked their place in the All-Ireland quarter-finals. For Kieran Donaghy, it was an opportunity to continue playing alongside one of his idols, Seamus Moynihan. Speaking in the minutes following that victory over Longford, the man they call Star declared,
"I'd really like to do it for Seamus Moynihan. I think he's been a stalwart for Kerry football for 15 years, and it'd be great. I told him there today I want to play a few more games with him, not just one. So I hope we do it for him, and I just hope we do it in general for the fans and for everybody in the kingdom."
Reflecting on that now, Donaghy opens up further.
"He's a guy that I've admired for many years, and never thought I'd be lucky enough to get the chance to play with him. So he came back late in the league campaign, so I kind of missed him for that part of the year. And I just remember kind of going after the Longford game, kind of knowing he'd going to retire probably in my own head, and we lost to Cork, and I was saying, oh no, it's not going to end the way I wanted it for this fella. But we came out against Longford, and we all played a good game, and we won, and I suppose we knew we'd our man next. And yeah, I suppose that was my main goal, to play in Croke Park with him, and if I was lucky enough to get to walk out in All Ireland final day with him, and to play with him was a great privilege and a great honour. He's the best footballer I've ever played with. And that day after the game, I was just kind of, I put my arm around him. I said, I want to play four more games with you. And he was kind of laughing. He goes, oh look, we'll take the one next week and we'll move on. And I said, Kim, I want to play four with you. And he was like, alright, we'll see.
Armagh were the opposition in the last eight. The Kingdom went in as underdogs, which Mike Frank Russell felt was understandable.
We were underdogs because we'd been beaten, I said earlier, in Munster, and there was still a few doubts. Okay, we'd beaten Longford, but there was still a few doubts about the team. But I think it sharpened our mind very quickly, because we'd only a week to prepare, and I think definitely the Longford game stood to us. But we, you know, I think the pressure was off us, because we came in with a low profile and we were able to throw off the shackles, and we put one over on Armagh that day.
Armagh had 2 points in as many minutes to go ahead by that margin. Kerry went in front in the third minute.
Kick out coming out this time. Dad O'Shea going high, pulling it down nicely. Dad O'Shea going in the centre. Dad O'Shea got Seamus Moynihan to his left. Here's Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan to Brosnan. Brosnan pulls a goal! A magnificent goal by Owen Brosnan!
Great goal by Owen Brosnan. Wonderful goal by the Killarney Dr. Croaksman. And it was made by Dad O'Shea field in the middle of the field. And Seamus Moynihan, the centre back, was up. He took the pass from Dad O'Shea. And Seamus could have shot himself. He saw Owen Brosnan going in. And Owen Brosnan hit the ball, a bullet of a shot, low into the corner of the net. He gave Paul Harty no chance whatsoever. Into his right. Great goal.
After 20 minutes, the sides were tied. Kerry won 3, Armagh 6 points. Armagh gold in the 23rd minute. A further point put Armagh 4 to the good. Cullum Cooper was a central figure as Kerry sought a way back into the game approaching half-time.
Paul Gallivan with the ball in his hands, deciding now Tomás O'Shea wants him to leave it, but Paul Gallivan sits and taking it. Maybe he should be forward in attack. Takes a shot from Sean O'Sullivan. Sean O'Sullivan left-footed, dropping it inside, and it's called there, called nicely, knocked down for Frank to Cooper. Here's Cooper high and over the bar, and Kerry badly needed that score, and it was a good ball inside by Sean O'Sullivan. John, he has it, knocking it down for Cooper. Bang by Cooper. A great save, and Mike Frank has the break, and he sends it over the bar. Great save by Paul Harty there.
Brilliant save by Harty. What a save by the goalkeeper. High ball in again. Kieran Donaghy broke it down to Cullum Cooper. Cooper sold a little dummy, got on the left leg, a beautiful dummy, kicked the ball, brilliant save, and came out to Mike Frank. And Mike Frank, then he had a go, and as far as I could see from here, the goalkeeper just got his hands it and pushed it over the bar.
At half time, it was Armagh 1-7, Kerry 1-5. The Kingdom were level with in 2 minutes of the restart, and worse was to come for Armagh.
Seamus Moynihan sent inside, but that was well read and quickly read by McNulty for Armagh, sending it out towards Kieran McKeever. McKeever turning around, nice robbery by Paul Gallivan. Gallivan out along the wing nicely for Tommy Griffin to Sean O'Sullivan. Sullivan showing his speed up the far side of the field, going outside his man and then curling the kick inside, dropping generously in for Donaghy on the edge of the square. Donaghy looking outside him. Now he's looking in. A goal by Kevin Donaghy!
A superb goal,
magnificent goal by Kieran Danahy.
Oh, what a goal by Kieran Danahy. What a goal by the Austin Sexmen. And it was made by Sean O'Sullivan from Cremorne. Big high ball went into the Armagh square. Danahy rose above friend and foe. He came down, went around his men, and the goalkeeper Paul Hefty came out, and Danahy shot a rocket of a ball into the back of the net. That's Kieran Danahy at his best. Well done to Sean Sullivan. Great goal. Kerry lead 2-7 to 1-7.
That had all happened in the first 3 minutes of the second half, as Kerry went from 2 down to 3 up. Oisín McConville cut the gap after 11 minutes, but the O'Shea brothers drove the kingdom on.
Free in, taking high and taking wide, but of course Danahy again, the ball goes over him and Francis Bello, the ball breaking for Sean O'Sullivan. Sean O'Sullivan looking inside, sends it out along the wing now. They're working the ball nicely inside, and over there in the middle of them all and sneaking a lovely point is Mark O'Shea. Tommy Griffin jumping in the middle, Dara jumping as well, and Dara fielding magnificently. That's two great balls in a row, and away on a run goes Tomás. Here's Tomás O'Shea cutting in towards the 50 yard line. Tomás O'Shea is still going inside. Tomás trying one from an angle. Is he going to curl in? It is! Two brilliant points by the O'Shea brothers in a row. That's magnificent stuff. Colum Cooper got that O'Shea inside him, sent it across field for Tomás instead. Here's Tomás O'Shea racing forward. Tomás O'Shea can present the man inside here, and the man inside, and selling a cheeky dummy and sending it left footed, sending it high and sending it over the back. That's a brilliant pave, and they once again, this time it is Mark O'Shea again.
Left, superb stuff. Great play by the Kerry forwards, and Mark O'Shea, he sold the cheekiest dummy I saw in Croke Park today. Pretended to kick with the right, came back in the left over the bar, and Mike Frank was involved, Kieran Dunne was involved, Tomás O'Shea was involved. They were all involved. Eventually the ball finished up with Mark O'Shea. He's after scoring 2 points straight and through over the bar.
Still 20 minutes to go, but a 5 point advantage looked comfortable even at this stage. It was Kerry 2-10, Armagh 1-8. There were 3 points separating the sides, 2-11 to 1-11, entering the final 12 minutes when...
And there's an Armagh official inside in the line, and he's getting involved with one of the Kerry players, one of the mentors, not a mentor, he's one of the battlemen inside. And there's another Armagh man swinging around, one of the Kerry fellas. It's only handbag stuff really, but it's all tense, it's very, very tense at the moment.
But the linesman is keeping Joe Kernan, and that's water by whoever he is back, and Joe Kernan trying to control the situation. He's giving out mad, the Armagh man giving out mad, and there is a bit of open warfare going on there now at the moment. Joe Kernan is inside telling the Armagh men to cut it out and get back into play. The Kerry men, mentors is in there as well. And, well, it's just a thingy-me-jig going on to the referee. And the referee is giving a red card to Paul Gallivan, a second yellow, and that's a red.
Oh, gee, that's a shame. That's a second red card for the non-Kerry men.
That was provocation from the Armagh sideline.
There was plenty of time for Armagh to capitalise on the extra man, but a goal 5 minutes later ensured there would be no nervy finish to this game.
And he gets the ball back there from Colum Cooper, playing it in again. And the ball not won inside there, the ball broken away by Sheehan. But Jamal O'Sullivan in here! Great book down, Jamal O'Sullivan, a goal for Kerry! By Darren O'Sullivan!
Darren O'Sullivan, the man with speed in his heels, he was onto that return and he went right through him with the left leg. They'll be delighted in Glenbeg and Carr with that, and he rattled the ball into the back of the net. Young Darren O'Sullivan, a scintillating forward, great substitution by Kerry. Dan was onto it, bang into the roof of the net, great goal.
This Kerry outfit had finally beaten Northern opposition. Jack O'Connor was not too interested in that fact, however.
I don't know what the Northern monkey mean. There was a lot of satisfaction in beating Armagh on their own merits, because that was a good Armagh team. I mean, that Armagh team now was as good as they ever were that year in 2006, and they played fantastic football in the first half of that game. And I often go back and make reference to that game. They played copybook football for, I suppose, 25 minutes of that game, and our fullback line was under serious pressure. And you know, if you talk about systems of play or whatever, I've often admired the way Joe Kernan set out that team and maybe picked bits and pieces out of what he was trying to do. He created tremendous structure in the team, and there was a great shape to the way Armagh played their football at the time. And of course they had a deadly duo inside then in Clark and MacDonald, who had a kind of a telepathic understanding, and you had Oisín McConville kind of playing out a bit off them, and you had John McEntee going from the half hour line then out as a third midfielder. So they had a lot of good things going for them, and obviously McGeaney was playing, you know, tremendous football at the time as well. But I think it was, you know, it was obviously the key moment of that game was Donaghy catching the ball over fancy Bellew and sticking it. And that was the key in that game, because it gave Offaly's confidence, you know.
Mike Frank Russell feels beating Armagh was significant.
It was a monkey off our back, and we played the Armagh goes to rest, you know.
Cork were the semi-final opponents, a third meeting of the season between the counties. It was 1 point each after 6 minutes. Cork led 3-1 after 14 minutes and 4-2 after 18. Kerry were in front by the half-hour mark.
Kurt's coming this side again. This time Sean O'Sullivan stays down, and Sean O'Sullivan gets the breaking ball. It's a nice ball to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea on the run here. Colm Cooper's gone in. If you can see him, he doesn't. He says it. He takes it himself. Sends it high, and this time he makes it right. High and over the bar. A point for Kerry by Tomás O'Shea. And 21 and a half minutes, it's 4 points to 3. Cork ahead.
Yeah, and all that point came from a break. Big high ball came out to the middle of the field for the kick out. The ball was broken down. Kerry snapping up the breaks around the middle of the field, which is always a very good sign. It means that the team are fairly sharp. And the ball was broken down. It went to Tomás O'Shea. He was just after missing one just before that. He soloed right through. He could have brought it in even further. This time he said no miss, bang, over the bar.
And this time Derek Kavanagh, Paul Kieran Donaghy around. And Frank right in front of the 21 yard line. Sends it very high, but sends it over the bar. The equaliser coming on 27 minutes and 42 seconds into this All-Ireland semi-final. Donaghy racing out for it. Drops it, but gets possession again. Donaghy has it. Mike Frank looking for it inside in the square. Donaghy has gone past Kavanagh here. Then he sends it out for Sean O'Sullivan. Left foot by Sean O'Sullivan. High by O'Sullivan. And a lovely point by Sean O'Sullivan. Great football by the Austin Stacks man. And the man, Sean O'Sullivan from Cremorne.
Lovely point by the Cremorne man. It was all made by Kieran Stab. Donaghy, ball went in, hopped in front of him, got it, came out, just collected the ball, turned around, and he actually went around Kavanagh. He just went around him, a lovely little skip and a jump, and he went in. He might have gone to score himself, turned around, gave it back out to Sean Sullivan, and the man from Cremorne with the left leg straightened through over the bar. Kerry have gone ahead 5 points to 4, 29 minutes gone, and every time Donaghy gets the ball, he causes trouble. But the big thing, can he get enough of it?
After Cork equalised in the 32nd minute, Kerry took over once more.
And Donaghy knocks it out a bit, all right, but and Colm Cooper is tussling for it there. So in there is Kieran O'Connor, and the referee decides that he picked the ball off the ground, and he's given a free into Kerry. And Colm Cooper sends it over the bar. He pointed out to Bannon, put his finger on the ground, and said exactly where his mark was to kick the ball from directly out from where the free occurred on the end line. But that ball dropping in between Nicholas Murphy and Dar O'Shea knocks it down to Owen Brosnan. And Owen Brosnan drills inside towards Mike Frank. Mike Frank has won this in style, and he sends it over the bar. That's a lovely score by Mike Frank Russell, who's banged back on forum.
Owen Brosnan got the ball for the kick out, turned around, he left a quick ball into Mike Frank. And Mike Frank Russell, the man from Long Rangers, how he loves playing against Cork. My memory of him is that he plays always well against Cork. He turned around, got that ball, and all in the one flowing movement, turned around with the right leg, whipped the ball over the bar. That's another point for Kerry.
And Donaghy, can he gain possession here? He does. Two Cork players around him, and there's pulling him all over the place here, and Jan Bannon eventually waves the hand and gives a free in to Kieran Donaghy. And Colm Cooper, I think he's going to have a cut at it, thought maybe about playing for his first, but he sends, and it's a glorious kick by Colm Cooper. Well, that's Matt Connor at his best. I saw him kicking one from the exact same position years and years ago. That was a glorious left-footed kick by Cooper. Kerry lead by 8 points to 5.
A beautiful kick by the man from Art Shanavoli. He was just about 2 or 3 feet inside the sideline, right on the 14 metre line in the shadow of the Hogan stand, and with his left leg from an impossible position, like Tyge Lynam, Matt Connor, any of the great forwards of yore would do. And with the left leg, he just twiddled it right over the bar.
It was Kerry 8 points, Cork 5 points at half time. The Kingdom still led by 3 going into the 14th minute of the second half. 2 quick scores saw them pull away from their opponents.
The high one is coming between Donaghy and Kavanagh, about 50 yards out. Donaghy feels it in some style, and Donaghy has sent a great ball for Paul Gallivan. Paul Gallivan going in on goal, decides to take the point, send it left footed over the bar, and Dara sends a long high one inside. Donaghy can't get to this, but the ball is broken down to Paul, and it's sent over the bar by Mike Frank Russell. Adam Cooper down to Mike Frank, and Mike Frank over the bar.
That made it 12-7. By the 20th minute, it was 14-8. Cork brought it back to 14-10, but Colm Cooper closed the game out for the Kingdom. Kerry won both halves by 8 points to 5, resulting in a 16-10 victory.
The greatest day. The story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group. Proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams. Part 3.
Mayo were once again the All-Ireland final opponents, and Mike Frank Russell was expecting a much tougher battle than they had received two seasons earlier.
They had a titanic struggle with Dublin in the semi-final, and I like the look about them this time, you know, than compared to 2004. And as I said, they had a titanic struggle with Dublin, and we knew we were going to be up against it. But, you know, I think since any day I've been involved with Kerry, I think that was the one day that as a team we just clicked. You know, it was just power, pace and skill. Like, we just gave an exhibition as a team, you know.
For the final, Declan O'Sullivan was restored to the lineup. Owen Brosnan, who had started all of the previous seven matches that season, was the one to make way. Cullum Cooper appreciated O'Connor's position.
Jack made a tough call during the week to bring him in, and Owen was unlucky. But that's football, you have to make those choices.
Two Mike Frank Russell points inside 6 minutes gave Kerry a 2-0 lead. Two goals in 2 minutes left Mayo folk dumbfounded.
Tommy gets in for Sean O'Sullivan. Sean scuttling up along the wing here in front of us. Has to turn and give it to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan drilling a lovely ball sideways for Colin Cooper. Cooper to Declan. Here's Declan. To goal. Back to Declan. Goal! Magnificent goal for Kerry. Magnificent goal.
A superb goal for Kerry. Wonderfully worked. And it all started in the middle of the field. But Tommy Griffin brought it down. Absolutely beautiful. Three players on board. Colin Cooper to Declan O'Sullivan. And the captain to Donaghy. Donaghy back to Declan. Declan to Donaghy. And Declan gave a lovely pass with the left hand. It went to Donaghy. And at the finish of all, it was Declan O'Sullivan who finished in the back of the net. The captain scores.
Tommy Griffin falling off the middle of Croke Park as if he owned it. Sending another high ball. This is for Donaghy. And Heaney might be catching him all day. He goes. Jimmy, he's in. And Donaghy has another goal. Donaghy has busted the Mayo net again.
Tim Donaghy, the star from Tralee. A brilliant goal by Donaghy. And it was a great ball in. A high ball in. Tommy Griffin, well done to the Dingle man. You're all talking about that. O'Shea, it's Tommy Griffin. High ball in. Donaghy got the ball. He turned around. The referee was going to blow for a brawl. He put out his hand and he said, play on, Donaghy. Donaghy played on and he racked the ball high into the top of the net. He gave the goalkeeper, David Clark, no hope. Brilliant goal by Kerry.
Just 8 minutes gone and already Kerry were ahead by eight. Sean O'Sullivan and Aidan O'Mahony tagged on further points to make it 2-4 to no score, only 12 minutes into the decider. Mike Frank Russell knew at that early stage that Kerry were already closing in on All-Ireland number 34.
The game was over after quarter of an hour. I just think we were at the peak of our powers, you know, and it absolutely was, I think, probably fascinating to watch as a supporter as well, you know.
Mayo's first score was a goal in the 17th minute. Paul Galvin and Kieran Donaghy pointed for Kerry before Cullum Cooper got in on the act.
Dara O'Shea going following up the far side of the field, leaving it there now once again for Mike Frank Russell. Mike Frank Russell fisting the ball across. Now they send a high one now for Donaghy. And Donaghy goes high. And here's Colin Cooper. He's just got the goalkeeper to meet. And the goalkeeper is on. Off the post. Off the post. And now he should score it. He does. A brilliant goal for Kerry by Colin Cooper.
Colin Cooper, the coach. His late father, Mike, would be a happy man if he was alive today to see the coach rattle the back of the net and drop back in an All-Ireland final. First of all, David Clark made an absolutely brilliant save, threw himself down, the ball hit the butt of the post, it came back out to the coach, and the coach got the ball, and like a kneel, he just went around his men, he just glided around him, had a little look, hopped the ball once, and with the left leg, he squeezed the ball in between the goalkeeper and the post. Superb skill, wonderful goal by Colin Cooper, the man from Al Shenavouli.
It was now 3-6 to a goal, and 9 minutes to go to half-time. A Seamus Moynihan point followed on the half-hour mark to make it 3-7 to 1-1. Kerry had a 12-point advantage, one which Mayo halved with a point, which was followed by two quick goals. When half-time arrived, the scoreline read Kerry 3-8, Mayo 3-2. Mayo's mini-comeback only served to put respectability on proceedings. Even with 35 minutes to go, Kerry were not yet done with the goal-scoring, however.
Paul Gallivan, give him Jadon O'Sullivan a run, I said. Jadon plays the ball away from him then. And, well, he might have had to do that, but he sent it inside. Here's a great chance for Owen Brosnan, and wraps it up, he does! The ball is in the back of the net, and the ball into the back of the net by Owen Brosnan.
Owen Brosnan, the Dr. Talks man,
a goal in almost every game.
A goal in almost every game, Liam. A
superb job the way he finished it. Great save by the goalkeeper. Brassen went through and the goalkeeper came out, saved the ball, and Brassen just chipped the ball. It came out him into the back of the net.
Kerry went on to win by 4-15 to 3-5. When the Kilkenny hurlers dismantle an opponent, they are rightly hailed for their achievement and their clinical attitude. However, when Kerry do something similar, many dismiss their victory. Phrases such as "you beat nothing" and "soft to all Ireland" are commonplace when reference is made to the victory of 2006 and also 2004. Paul Galvin takes offence to such terms.
No. It's very, very, very flippant way to describe winning in All Ireland. Like, you know, for me, you know, there's no, you don't win soft All Ireland. And anybody who says it was a soft All Ireland is probably a person who's never played. And we were on fire on both days. We played very, very well on both days and probably made it look like it was easy, but it's no such thing. And anybody who suggests that it's easy is probably somebody who's never played the game. Of course, in All Ireland finals aren't won on one day over 70 minutes. Like, you know, it's a long, long campaign. It starts early in the year and you go through many different stages of the year where you're tested to your last. And, you know, just because you win a final, Henny, doesn't mean you've won an All Ireland Henny. Or it's a bit of a simplistic way of looking at it, you know.
Journalist Donald Keenan believes no side would have lived with Kerry on All Ireland final day in 2006.
The dismantling of Mayo, people might say Mayo didn't turn up. I don't think any team would have lived with Kerry that day. I don't think it was just that Mayo capitulated. I think Kerry just did what they did to Dublin this year. They literally just blew them away, and then when they blew them away, they kept blowing them away. So I think that, you know, that entire performance was very special.
Kerry selector Johnny Cullerty, speaking in the aftermath of the 2006 victory, said the squad had proved Jack O'Connor right.
We seem to have the Indian side at the moment. I tell you, it's a very sympathy for me, but there's no sympathy, you know, in football. We came up here, we had a bad day last year, we were beaten, so at least we made up for it today into something anyway. In fairness to Jack O'Connor, at the end of last year we were beaten by Tyrone. He said, you know, lads, we'll stick it out for one more year. He said they'll definitely not all Ireland this team.
The Kerry dressing room was jubilant in the aftermath of this latest success. Tommy Griffin.
Unreal altogether. I can't believe it, man. The intensity in the first half was something else altogether. I don't know how we kept it up in the second half, but we got the kick of the team we needed, I think, at half time. We got the 6 points back. So it was great just to come on again and drive it on.
Dermot Murphy.
Fantastic. We're overjoyed. We're overjoyed, but no, it's just been a great day for everybody involved. We've had a very tough year this year in total, you know, but the harder it is, the better it feels when you win it then.
Aidan O'Mahony.
An excellent day. We'll see there after the final whistle. What a Munster players need in the dressing room here. As I said, like, after the most final, people write us off, and we showed today, like, there's great team spirit there. And along the papers, they were saying there was something going on the team, and the teams were fighting, and things weren't getting well. We showed today, there's a team performance, and every player, like, played out of their skin, like, just an excellent game, an excellent feeling to play with part, or even a part of that team.
Colm Cooper.
Yeah, a great day, you know. It's been a bit of a roller coaster season, but today we really showed what we were capable of doing, and I'm delighted for everyone involved, you know. I think today, blowing Cork, we just had a chat after the game, you know. There's no roaring and shouting. We laid our cards on the table and said, where do we go from here? It was going to go one way, belly up, or we could turn around. And in fairness, the boys showed great character, and the management showed great character. We changed a few things around, and we haven't looked back since.
Sean O'Sullivan.
It's very, very hard at the moment, I suppose. It's a bit surreal at the moment. Like, I suppose it won't hit us till the morning, but Jesus, look, all Irelands are hard to come by, and we were just saying there, I mean, that's our third final in a row, our second All Ireland in 3 years. I think it's our, is it our fourth in 5 years? I don't know what the exact calculations are, but we're absolutely thrilled. We were written off during the summer. We got a few breaks against Longford. We took that into the Armagh game. That was a great lift for us. Brought that through to Cork, and today we just showed, you know, that we're a great team.
Seamus Moynihan.
Ah, in heaven. Dreams come true after all. This time last year, 12 months ago, I came off the field, been substituted, and I've never felt more depressed in my whole life. But football and sport is funny. If you stick in long enough and hard enough and put in the effort, it always comes around, and fair credit to this team.
Declan O'Sullivan.
It is fantastic, you know. It is, especially after last year, I suppose, you know, we've seen both sides of the coin now, and you treasure these days all the more after tasting defeat, and it's a fantastic day for Kerry.
When the moment arrived, Kerry captain Declan O'Sullivan invited Colm Cooper to lift the Sam Maguire with him. With O'Sullivan sidelined, Cooper had captained the side for the games against Longford, Armagh and Cork. Cooper was honoured and surprised by the gesture.
He wasn't planning or anything. Declan just came up to me and he said he'd like if I went up for it with him, and I was just delighted to do so. You know, it's been a bit of a roller coaster.
Looking back on that year's final, Kieran Donaghy has a host of standout memories, not all of them fond ones.
Getting booked when I thought I was going to get sent off in 0-6 when Colin Cooper got dashed around and placed by 5 or 6 Mayo fellas, and I remember Jack telling me before the game that in 2005 he got a clip or a clout his jacket, say everybody stood around, and he said if they target Cullen to make sure that I go in and just kind of to pull him out of it was what he told me. But I went in and cleared a few Mayo fellas anyway, and next thing I just remember kind of going on, it was 20 minutes to go and the ref was calling me over, and I was kind of saying, oh, I was just getting fellas off him, and you know, the initial kind of, you know, I remember that clearly, and obviously the goal I got in 0-6, I remember that clearly, you know, and yeah, there's incidents like that, and then afterwards we're going to have the nights out and the function afterwards and the sitting down at the table, and you know, it's just, you're just elated, nothing can possibly get you down at that present moment in time, so it's just huge fun, and you'll remember loads of kind of incidents of things that happened and throughout the night, and it really is really a special day when it does go well for you.
Donaghy was humbled by the subsequent homecoming.
Well, the homecoming for me was very special because, like, you know, it all happened so quick for me, you know, and all of a sudden I'm down in Denny Street, you know, where I'd been in 2004 and 97, looking up to them in the year 2000, and kind of all of a sudden there was counsellors saying, come on Kieran, say a few words, you know, and I'm out there talking to 15,000-20,000 people, you know, and that was a great honour and a great privilege, and you know, it was very, even Ratmore, I remember the first kind of sense of hitting Ratmore and getting up onto the stage, obviously a few pints in me, but you know, still well in control of my emotions and able to enjoy it and soak it in, and you know, Killarney is outstanding, and you go to Killarney afterwards, and Killarney, you have another great night then in Killarney after that.
The 2006 All-Ireland Final was a poignant one for Radio Kerry. Former Kerry player and All-Ireland medal holder Liam Higgins was for a decade and a half match commentator for Radio Kerry. Kerry's victory over Mayo on September 17th was one of Liam's final broadcasts.
Liam, this is what we live for. This is what Kerry is about. This is our tradition. This is what we were brought up with. This is what we were brought up to. And there were 2 minute matches today. Seamus Moynihan and yourself.
Thanks very much indeed for that, Weezy. That's about it. That's from Croke Park, Dublin, on All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Day 2006. Another one. Title number 34 for the Kingdom. So on a scoreline of Kerry, 4 goals and 15 points. Mayo, 3 goals and 5 points. It's back to the studio.
Liam passed away later that year. Eireadh Day, Gareva Anam.
You've been listening to The Greatest Day, a 36-part series documenting the story of Kerry's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship victories. The Greatest Day was presented by John Drummy, written by Joe O'Mahony, and researched and produced by the Radio Kerry Sports team. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland Sound and Vision Scheme.
The Greatest Day, the story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group. Proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams.